I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we hear from a self-titled extreme genius musician. That's rocker King Khan, and you'll have to decide if he deserves that title just ahead. But first, we're getting back to our regular features after taking a break for the political conventions. One of them is our visit into the pages of the Washington Post Sunday magazine for interesting stories about the way we live now. This weekend, the Post took a look at weddings. The cover feature was an inventory of the small army of people it can take to put on even the average wedding these days. The housemen to set up the room, the waitstaff to serve the food, not to mention the makeup artist, the videographer, the DJ, the wedding planners. You get the idea. But does it have to be that way? Rachel Mantufel and Caitlin Gibson decided enough is enough. The two friends fashioned themselves into anti-wedding planners. They placed an ad in a local newspaper that read, "We hate weddings. Let us plan yours for free." More than 40 couples responded, and they selected one for their anti-wedding. They wrote about that experience in the Washington Post magazine, and they're here with us now to share a story. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
And neither one of you was wearing a pretty frilly dress. I don't know. I'm just sort of... Rachel, was there one experience that led you to start this project? I want to hear from both of you on this.
Actually, it was a discussion that we had together. We read a story about a wedding that's sort of the epitome of what we don't like in weddings, and we just started a rant and back and forth, just going, "Yeah, somebody needs to do something." Yeah.
And you were either of you kind of veteran bridesmaids with a closet full of hideous dresses that you're never going to wear again?
Not too many. I've been a bridesmaid a couple of times, a maid of honor once, and actually, you know, it wasn't really so much those experiences, but you see even friends of mine who are amazing, wonderful, very down-to-earth women, there's still those few elements that make them just go right over the edge, and sometimes it's right at the last minute. But, you know, seeing it affect even women like us, I think it was actually kind of scared us. We were like, wow, we don't want to think that we'll be like that. So
it wasn't your personal friends. It was more the Bridezilla, whole kind of Bridezilla phenomenon, reality shows.
Exactly.
Everything just said make you crazy.
The $12 magazines that weigh 10 pounds.
Yeah.
You know.
So then you decided to come up with this anti-wedding idea, and you placed an ad. Were you surprised at the reaction that you got?
Yeah, once it started, we got a whole lot of response, and we're still getting responses today, actually. People say, "Oh, we want you to plan our wedding."
Why do you think they want you to plan your wedding? You think that their wedding. Do you think it's because they really think the whole thing's crazy, or just think it'd be madcap and just a more fun way to do it?
Yeah, I think... anyone offering to plan your wedding for free is going to get a lot of response. But I think especially people who don't want the traditional wedding don't want to put all that work into it and would really like someone else to go crazy for them.
And what were some of the responses? What were some of the ideas that some of these respondents came up with?
Well, you know, we had everything as diverse as we had one couple where one of the people we interviewed, the bride was really into tango and the groom was really into G.I. Joe. We were kind of like, well, wow. I mean, how would you combine those two themes? But people really came at it with just a whole bunch of different original ideas. We also, you know, I think we mentioned in the story, we had one couple who had been to this work party and they had these motorized toilet bowl scooter things and you could have races and they're like, maybe
okay,
you could
I have to skip the whole motorized toilet bowl thing. I'm sorry, I'm just not feeling that.
Too much.
So Rachel, you came up with, Jackie and Chris, after a rigorous winnowing process, your couple Jackie and Chris came up with I want people to read the story, so the whole process by how this sort of came about, but you came up with having a demonstration. How did that, what's up with the demonstration? You had like a protest?
Mm-hmm.
What's
initially,
up with that?
We were trying to get around getting a permit for a wedding when we thought, oh, we'll just get a permit for a protest and the wedding will be part of the protest because it's protesting. And that didn't really work to get us around the permit process. But we really liked the idea. I think we wanted the signs and the chanting and just everything we could have that would show that people are angry.
So how did it go? Caitlin, how did it go? Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun. You know, we had a little bit of a scare with the weather. It was mighty fierce. So actually that added to the drama. But the guests really got into it. And that was the most nerve-wracking moment for us. You know, the bride really wanted the protest to be a surprise. And so we were thinking, oh, God, what if there's like a last-minute mutiny and the guests don't get into it? But they grabbed those signs and started chanting in the rain. And people walking by were were looking at us, and it was a lot of fun. They really got into it.
So how is the happy couple doing now, Jackie and Chris? How are they doing? I'm sure they're happy that they don't have this big bill to pay for this wedding. How are they doing?
They're pretty happy with it. I think they still haven't taken their honeymoon, so they're they're an anti-normal couple, I guess.
Now, both of you are single, and I have to ask, are you really, can you honestly swear to me that you're not going to go bridezilla on your big day? Are you just going to have a pact to haze each other to make sure?
Absolutely.
Does somebody have a scrapbook with a big poofy dress in it?
I think everyone swears they're not going to be a bridezilla, right? So yeah. we can definitely do that.
Right. Well, you know, and I think that was part of the idea of doing this is like, you know, actually, it's really funny. My father was so thrilled that I did this. He was like, and now, if you ever go back on it, I'm going to save hundreds of copies of this magazine, and I will mail them to you one at a time. So we're pretty committed at this point, and now we really have to back it up because we've gone on the record as saying this is, you know, we're not doing this.
Rachel, what about you?
Oh,
you can tell me. You have, like, your secret scrapbook, like
no,
your China pattern
no,
and everything.
No, no, no. I've always said I'm going to get married in a broom closet, and I'm not going to invite my mom.
Oh, no.
It's going to go great.
but seriously, what's so terrible? I mean, what's so terrible?
Well,
what's so terrible? I mean, if let's assume that you're not going into debt or doing anything ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So you're not taking care of the basics. You're not paying your student loans or something absurd. You're taking food out of your kid's mouth or something, or, you know, or harassing your parents into going into their retirement fund. What's so terrible?
Well, I think actually the pressure, we met a lot of people who said, well, I want to elope, but my mom doesn't want me to elope. My mom wants a wedding. Or we wanted something smaller and we felt pressured to have something huge, a lot huger than we wanted. We've actually talked to very few people who were happy with their weddings after it was all over and the money was all spent. There was always something that went wrong and a whole lot of stress went into it. And people are just glad it's over rather than being glad they're getting married.
Hmm. Caitlin, what about you? What's so terrible?
Well, you know, we're really very pro-marriage, and I think the main thing with us is that when we were defining what an anti-wedding is, we said, you know, it should be exactly what the couple wants. It shouldn't be what they feel pressured to have by the knot or by modern brides. So, you know, like our story was like turned out kind of anti-flowers, right? But if you've got a bride who's like a florist and loves flowers, she should have flowers. So it's really just about doing what you really want to do and keeping it sane and not putting so much pressure on every detail being flawless, because it's just against human nature for anything to be perfect.
I'm going to track both of you. I'm going to put my GPS on both of you and see what happens when you both get engaged, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
For the record, I loved my wedding.
Good.
I had a lovely time.
And that's wonderful.
I did not have a big poofy dress, though.
Okay.
But I did have a good time at my wedding. So.
Perfect.
Good for you.
Caitlin Gibson is a writer and legal administrator for The Washington Post. Rachel Mantufel is an actress and a freelance writer. They were kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. If you want to read the piece in its entirety, you can go to our website at npr.org/tellmemore. Thank you both so much for
speaking
with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
It was great.
It was great.